for Biden to quit the race. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
On the heels of a unified Republican nominating convention, more than three dozen Democrats in Congress are asking President Biden to drop his reelection bid. Among them, Congressman Mike Quigley, who told reporters last week.
He can't win, and my colleagues need to recognize that.
But support remains strong among others, including the Congressional Black Caucus. Member Max Frost of Florida says young voters are coming on board.
The thing people brought up wasn't Biden's age, but the fact that they're scared to death of Project 2025 and the far right wing.
The president vows to be back on the campaign trail after being sidelined with COVID-19. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The crisis in confidence in Biden's ability to win has placed a huge spotlight on United States Vice President Kamala Harris, widely believed to be the most likely replacement if he steps down. Harris will headline a fundraiser in Massachusetts on Saturday. Her fundraising events, including this one, are getting added interest from donors who want to signal they are willing to coalesce around her potential bid for the White House, according to three Democratic fundraisers. A media outlet controlled by Houthi rebels in Yemen is reporting intense airstrikes on the port city of Hodeidah. Al Masira TV says the strikes on storage facilities for oil and diesel at the port and on the local electricity company Saturday have caused deaths and injuries. Israel's military claimed the attacks, saying Israeli fighter jets had struck in response to hundreds of attacks carried out against Israel in recent months. The Israeli defense minister said, quote, "The first time that the Houthis harmed an Israeli citizen, we struck them, and we will do this in any place where it might be required." This is VOA News. A strict curfew is in place across Bangladesh after days of deadly clashes over the allocation of government jobs. Details from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Military forces are patrolling parts of the capital, Dhaka, to quell further unrest. The clashes have seen police firing at the protesters, filling the streets and university campuses in Dhaka and other cities. Authorities have also moved to block online communications by banning mobile and internet services. Media reports say several people were killed on Friday alone, with one broadcaster citing as many as 43 people dead. Friday was likely the bloodiest day of demonstrations in the week since students began demonstrating against the government jobs quota system they say favors allies of the ruling party. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Families of Israeli hostages taken by Hamas are calling on Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to announce a ceasefire deal before his flight to the United States, where he is due to meet with President Joe Biden and address the U.S. Congress.
Netanyahu, stop sabotaging the deal. The hostages are out of time. Now your duty is to secure the deal.
On Friday, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said a peace deal was close. Amid unrelenting deadly Russian strikes, thousands are left without power in Ukraine. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
Multiple victims and thousands without power as Russia continues strikes on Ukraine. At least two people are dead and three more injured after a Russian strike on infrastructure in Ukraine's Kharkiv region. Meanwhile, officials confirm the death toll following a recent Russian attack on the city of Mykolaiv has risen to four. At least one child are among the victims of that attack, which Ukraine's President Zelensky says involved a projectile hitting a children's playground. The strikes come as Russia continues to target Ukraine's energy infrastructure, leading to blackouts across the country. Amid summer temperatures, thousands of people are without power or running water. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
In a Sky News interview, internet security expert Sally Walker, who used to run the United Kingdom's government communications headquarters, says the CrowdStrike disruption should prompt individuals and companies to make sure they know what to do when the next outage occurs.
It does emphasize that we live in a world of dependency and vulnerability, and that disruption can and will happen. And IT is at the core of our day-to-day operations, our businesses, our economies, our everything about our lives. So this will happen and will continue to happen.
CrowdStrike says the problem occurred when it deployed a faulty update to computers running Microsoft Windows. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.
And more. Music and more.
Music and more.
Music and more.
VOA.
One. Yeah.